we present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there, guys and dolls. Chuck's the name, Chuck Edwards. Say, did I ever tell you about the time when my buddy Red took up reading? Yeah, serious, for real. Now, I ain't talking about his usual literary pursuits like true romance in pictures. Nah, Demi had to give up when he got to the fifth edition of the Back Numbers, because by then even he had the feeling he'd seen him before. Now, this time I'm telling you about, guys and dolls, happened one morning not so long ago.
Hey, Red, where are you? Red?
Ready, Chuck? I'm ready. I've been ready for hours. Why aren't you ready? We're late. Come on.
Hold it. What's with you?
We're late, Chuck. It's 8 o'clock. Look, my watch says 8 o'clock, see?
It's 7:30.
That's what I said, my watch. Huh?
7:30.
We ain't late?
No.
Oh.
Why don't you get yourself a good watch?
What's wrong with this one?
Now, look, Red, they looks pretty fancy, I guess, but it is generally accepted by the majority of people in the know that if you really want the right time, you will be frequently disappointed with a Mickey Mouse watch.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, it's kind of cute, ain't it?
Oh, boy, and so are you.
Gee, thanks. Must be the new aftershave I'm using. Don Jerome's a travail.
Huh?
Yeah, yes, French. Means danger, men at work. Fancy name, huh?
There's a package for you.
But they should say...
Red!
Yeah?
Pack it on the table.
Pack what on the table?
Oh, boy. And it's still early in the day. Now, listen, addle brain. Elmer called this morning. He's the postman, you know.
He did? Gee, I like Elmer. How is he these days? I ain't seen him in a long time.
There is two reasons for that. One, we don't get much in the way of mail these days. And two, you ain't never out of your bed when he does call.
That's a new one.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Addlebrain. He ain't never called me that before. I like it.
Yeah. There's a packet on the table for you. Elmer brought it this morning. It's a packet for you.
Well, why didn't you say? What are you getting excited about? Ain't as though it was for you. It's for me. For me? Hey, Chuck, what is it? What is it?
I don't know. I am not in the habit of opening other people's mail.
But I ain't other people. I'm me. And we're buddies, ain't we? You don't have to treat me like other people.
Okay, so I'll open it.
No, let me, Chuck. After all, it is for me.
Okay, so you open it.
I told you, Chuck, I am not people. I'm your old pal, Red. You can open it. You know I...
Okay, so it's open.
The deed is done. The moving finger writs, and having rights, moves on. What is it?
Say, what is this rubbish? Oh, I got it. Advertising junk.
Yeah, but what junk is it they're advertising?
Do you think you knows enough? There is always something to learn. Improve your mind the easy way with the Schleppendorf 16.
The Schleppendorf 16?
That's what it says here. Oh, yeah, I got it. This company, Schleppendorf, wants you to buy their set of 16 encyclopedias.
Oh, how much?
$248 complete.
That's a lot of dough.
That's a lot of knowledge.
How much for just one?
No. It says here, we regret we cannot split up the set, and this is to your advantage, because you must always remember a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Hey, what's this?
What?
Yeah, here, you take it. It's for you anyway.
Here is an example of the kind of knowledge you can gain with Schleppendorf 16. It is taken from... Hudge.
Hudge?
That's what it says. It says
Gimme. Nah, that's H to J, numbskull.
No, I like the other one better.
What other one?
Addlebrain. It's better than numbskull.
Oh, gimme strength.
H to J. Hey, this is very interesting, Chuck.
Come on, we're going to be late.
But you told me we wasn't late.
That was 15 minutes ago.
Listen to this, Chuck. What? It says here, listen. Imbroglio. You know what that means?
I give up.
It means a confused heap.
Ah, that should have been under K.
A confused heap under K?
Yeah, K for Kowalski. Now, come on, we're late already. Yeah, how about that, huh? And furthermore, my worst fears were confirmed. Business was pretty quiet down at the rank, and I had an earful of Red all through the AM. In the end, I had enough. I called up Myrtle on the radio just so as to have someone with some sense to talk to. Come on in, sugar.
Hi, Chuck. Everything okay?
Yeah, I guess so. We ain't doing much business this morning.
So what you complaining about? Still getting paid, ain't
you? No, you don't understand, honey. It's not because I ain't working hard, I'm sore. It's Red.
So what's with him?
He's on a cultural reading kick.
A what?
Yep, you heard right the first time. He's hung up on Schleppendorf 16.
What's that? Kind of pill?
You may well ask. No, it's an encyclopedia company, and they run a set of 16 volumes, only $248.
What?
Complete.
I'll take 4 cents.
That's great. Save me buying them.
Shut up.
So why does Red want to spend that kind of bread on that kind of thing?
To broaden my mind.
It's broad enough already. I can tell by looking at the size of your head.
Very funny.
Yeah, especially from where I'm sitting.
Say, Chuck, we going out tonight?
Yeah, honey.
Where?
Say, Myrtle, at the moment, I only got Hudge. Hudge?
Nah, he means H to J.
No.
Do you know what incondite means?
I give up.
It means ugly, ill-constructed.
That should have been under K.
Ugly under K?
Yeah, K for Kowalski.
But this does not deter our pal with the petrified brain box. For the rest of the day, whenever we meet on the rank, Void Brain Kowalski is spouting out various bits of culture that falls between H and J. At least ways I could get away from him when I got a call for a fare, which was more than a fare could do if he was unlucky enough to call Kowalski's camp.
Now you can drop me at the electric company, 1271 Avenue of the Americas.
Okay, mister.
Now make it as quick as you can, cabby. Got a director's meeting there in 22 minutes.
Quick as I can, mister. Say, you a director of the electric company?
That's right.
Gee, big deal, huh? Director. He must be a real intellectual. Culture and all that stuff. Bet he read Hutch before he became a director.
I beg your pardon?
No, nothing. I was just thinking. Hey, what do you think of horology?
I beg your pardon?
Do you think there's any future for horology in the United States of America? Or maybe hydroprophecy is more in our line. On the other hand, I think we should stick to hydroponics.
Say, are you some kind of a nut or something?
And watch where you're going! Put that book down.
So how about that, huh? For 6 days now, the big lug was absorbing H to J till you would think there was no other letters in the alphabet. Well, anyways, comes the evening when Mrs. Kowalski's bright boy finally thinks it was time he applied for membership as a Jindiwaraback.
Yeah, you heard me. It seems that these Jindi Watsits belongs to a group which promotes Australianism in literature and art. Ha! I bet Schleppendorf twisted his tonsils working that one out. Anyways, at least we're nearing the end of the chase, and I think maybe we'll have some peace and quiet from the intellectual giant. Oh, boy, not our Red.
Well, Red, buddy boy, I suppose now you'll have to save up those $248 before you can get on with K.
You know, Chuck, I've been thinking...
Easy on the brain box. You're pushing it pretty hard as it is.
No, serious, Chuck. You know these TV quizzes where you choose a subject?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll choose H to J.
Now, listen, Red, that little book's only a sample. You wouldn't get the first base on the quiz on what you learned there, even if you did remember it.
Well, I'll get it. Anyways, you tell me who else will know what a Jindi one of them things is.
Fingerprint of Kowalski, sign here, please.
Sorry, you got the wrong apartment. There's just my buddy and me here. His name's Edwards.
Hey, that's funny. I got a cablegram to Kowalski to this address.
Sorry, wrong address.
Who does he want?
There's some guy called Kowalski.
Oh. Hey, that's you big ape.
It is?
Are you Kowalski?
Just a minute. I live at 1430 Brabham Towers. My phone number is Brabham 40191. My name is Red Kowalski. Yeah. Well, you know, my name is Kowalski. Gee, I forgot.
Yeah, sign here, please.
What do I sign?
Your name. Sign your name here in this little block.
Oh, okay.
Gee, that's Kowalski?
Sure, what do you think it is?
That's Kowalski? Kowalski,
What's he laughing at already? What's so funny about Kowalski?
Nothing. But the way you writes it, it looks like a Japanese curse.
Before you get stuck on a lonely road, remember the prevention. Remember Mobil Super Can. Mobil Oil Super, the multigrade that stays on form all the way. So travel with Mobil Oil Super, just in case.
One of our friends wasn't sleeping too well when we first went to see him. He's quite well off. Lives on his investments, in fact. But we had the feeling he'd burnt his fingers. Now he has money invested with us. It's safe as houses and earning a very good tax-free return. And how's he sleeping now? Like a baby. Come and get rid of your money worries at the Natal Building Society, the Banana Boys. You'll find them just around the corner.
You know what it is to work with the wind in your face, the seas are salty and wild. You know how to laugh when all seems lost. Then Hunter's your cigarette, made from deep toasted gold and burry tobaccos. Flavor honest and true. A smoke for men who play to win, men who never lose. Light up, draw deep on Hunter's flavor. Hunter's the smoke for a man like you.
About that, guys and dolls. In one day, Red gets a communication from Schleppendorf and a cablegram. And it is not even his birthday.
Gee, a cablegram for me. A real cablegram. What's in it, huh?
Well, open it and see, you big lug.
Yeah, but cablegrams are supposed to bring bad news. But then again, they could be good news.
So you open it and see what it says.
On the other hand, might not even be for me.
Of course it's for you. The guy said Kowalski, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. But look, it says to see Kowalski on the envelope. And it's from our Kowalski. Hey, Chuck, I must have sent a cablegram and it's come back to me.
Come on, give me a look. Nah, you waddle brain numbskull.
Gee, he called me both that time.
Look, it's 2 C. Kowalski. That's you. Red's only your nickname, remember? Your proper name's Christian. Ha! Christian yet.
Yeah, but it's from R. Kowalski.
So just read it and we'll see what it's all about.
No, I'm too nervous, Chuck. You read it.
Oh, boy. Dear Christian, arrive in New York Wednesday 22nd.
Hey, that's the day.
Yeah, that's right. The cablegram must have been delayed somewhere along the line.
Well, what else did you say, Chuck? What else?
New York Wednesday 22nd. If no reply received, we'll assume you can accommodate me. Stop. Kind regards, your cousin, R. Kowalski. Say, how about that? Another R. Kowalski. I don't think I could stand 2 of them.
Gee, my cousin's coming to see me, Chuck.
Yeah, and who is this cousin?
R. Kowalski.
Oh, boy, give me strength. What does R stand for?
Please don't shout, Chuck.
Oh, I'm sorry, Red. Sorry. Just tell me what R stands for.
R stands for ravioli, ratfink, and...
Who is R. Kowalski in the cablegram?
My cousin. Who else?
This could have gone on all night. It seems the postmark don't help none either. From Portland, Oregon, it says. But that don't mean a thing in Red's life. Anyways, he's so knocked out about his cousin arriving, he spends the next hour cleaning out the apartment till you could hardly recognize it for the comfortable joint it was. Now, being Wednesday, I'd made a date to fetch Myrtle over to watch Junior Genius, the Teenage Marvel. Yeah, that's Myrtle's favorite TV program. Besides which, it's a good way of making sure I don't have to cook the dinner. So I fetches around to the apartment.
Gee, what's going on here? It don't look natural.
Like I was telling you, honey, Red's cousin's coming to visit him, and he's been cleaning up the joint. Red! Hey, Red! Yeah, he must be out shopping somewhere.
And what are we having for dinner this evening, Chuck?
Honey, I thought maybe you could rustle up some wieners and sauerkraut while
Now, listen here, Chuck Edwards. A gentleman does not invite a lady around to watch TV and expect her to cook the dinner.
Oh, no, honey, you ain't no lady. You're my fiancée. I mean, you're practically one of the family.
Ah, that's a laugh. The closest I'll ever get to being one of the family is cooking your dinner on Wednesday nights and having your pal with us to the movies. When we go, that is.
Hey, Chuck, just help me with these pins, will you?
Oh, look at that. Oh, boy.
No!
Chuck, I dropped them.
Knucklehead, couldn't you have brought a paper carrier?
No, I already had too much to carry. Anyway, they ain't broken. Leastways, not the tins.
Yeah, but how about the eggs?
Chuck Edwards, if you'd help Rick clear up that mess instead of just standing there...
Okay, honey. And you can get on with the chow, huh?
Hey, Myrtle, do you know Schleppendorf says most of the vitamins of a carrot are in its integument?
Huh?
Yes, that's so in Hudge.
Oh, boy. Here we go again. Eventually, the joint is cleaned up and peace is once more restored to the happy home. Michael is still busy with the victuals when the door buzzer interrupts Red while he's explaining to me the mating habits of the lesser spotted Huya. Oh, boy, saved by the gong. You get it, Red.
Okay.
Yeah. Good evening. Would this be the residence of Mr. Christian Kowalski?
Huh? Oh, yeah, Kowalski, that's me.
Yeah. Oh, well, greetings, Cousin Christian. I'm your Cousin Revere from Portland, Oregon. You received my cablegram?
Cablegram? Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's up, Brad?
It's my cousin, Chuck. Gee, my cousin. How do you do, Cousin
Revere.
Oh, yeah. I'm Red. Red Kowalski.
Red? Oh, your nickname. Yeah. How do you do, Cousin Red?
Hey, Chuck, come and meet Paul Revere.
Oh!
Cousin Revere from Portland, Oregon.
Ah, yes, so you're the Kowalski in the cablegram. You got us guessing for a while there, so how do you do?
This is my buddy Chuck, Chuck Edwards. We share this apartment.
Oh, well, how do you do, Mr. Edwards? Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Are you sure you're Red's cousin?
I beg your pardon?
No, nothing. Yeah, well, pleased to meet you. Come on in.
You coming to stay with us, Rev?
Well, if it won't inconvenience you, my dad would be a lot happier with me staying here for a day or two than alone in a hotel.
Sure, you stay as long as you like, okay, Chuck?
Yeah, sure. Hey, you him on vacation?
Oh, no. I've come to appear as a guest artist on a TV program.
A TV program? Wow!
Hey, you a TV star?
You ever watched Junior Genius?
But only every Wednesday. It's Michael's favorite show.
Myrtle?
Yeah, Michael, that's my broad. my lady friend. My fiancée. Yeah. Oh, hang on a sec. Hey, Michael!
Now listen here, Chuck Edwards. How do you expect me to get the chow ready in time if you keep interrupting me, Michael?
Michael. Michael, come and meet Red's cousin, Revere. Revere, this is my bro... my fiancée, Michael.
Oh, howdy. Pleased to meet you.
Oh, evening, ma'am. Pleasure's all mine.
Charmed, I'm sure. Are you staying for chow? Dinner?
Oh, well, thanks very much. Actually, I'll be staying here for a day or two. And
yeah, you see, Revere's come across from Portland, Oregon to take part in Junior Genius, the TV program. You have guessed it, guys and dolls. This cousin of Red turns out to be a real intellect. Ah, yeah, he's one of them quiz kids on station WXRZ West Pacific. Red's cousin a genius yet. Now, it seems he's been invited to New York to appear on Junior Genius the Teenage Marvel as a guest quiz kid. And Red's uncle, Pinkhausen, he figured he'd be safer staying with us than on his own in a hotel. Safe bodily, maybe, but I wouldn't guarantee his nervous system. Oh, boy, not with Red around.
Hey, Rev.
Uh-huh.
You ever seen Hudge?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, yeah, you see, he means Steppendorf's maiden sample for their encyclopedias.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah, you see, they got this booklet with samples of what you're going to expect in the Steppendorf encyclopedia in the H to J section.
Yeah, you know, like Huia and Integument and Imbroglio and Jindy, Jindy,
Oh, I see, yeah.
Don't mind him, Revere. You'll soon get used to him. Hey, you see, there's $10,000 for the winner of this TV quiz contest, huh?
Yeah, you see, they decided that a playoff with the East Coast and West Coast champions would establish the undisputed All-American quiz kid.
Gee, so young.
so intelligent.
You don't have to be old to be intelligent, numbskull.
Schleppendorf says intelligence is the same as Saga City. Hey, is that anywhere near Salt Lake City?
Saga City. You mean sagacity.
Ain't that when someone's cheeky?
No, that's audacity.
No, that's the size of a car engine.
No, that's capacity. And I've reached the limit of mine, so belt up.
Come in, Reggie. Here we are. Please give us a new
review. Oh, thanks, Myrtle.
To think you're actually going to appear on Junior Genius.
Uh-huh. Rev is a West Coast genius, and he's going to meet the East Coast genius to see who's going to be the genius genius.
What he means, honey, is that they're having a contest with Revere versus the Junior Genius, and there's $10,000 for the prize.
$10,000? Gee.
Hey, what kind of questions they ask you, Revere?
Well, our category is going to be general knowledge.
Hey, you want to borrow my hodge in case?
Thanks, but I don't think the type of question that'll be put to us would be found in your booklet.
Oh, real big-time stuff, huh?
Well, I imagine they'll be rather out of the ordinary.
$10,000, gee.
Oh, this is a big-time, Red.
Big-time, huh? Okay, tell me, what is a, what's, inexpugnable.
Do you mean impregnable or unanswerable?
He's got you, buddy boy.
Okay. Tell me this. What's the color of the printing on the back cover of Hudge?
Turn it off, Red. They only ask intelligent questions.
Well, do you know or don't you?
Well, I...
You see, if you'd borrow my hudge, like I said, you'd have known.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Ray.
Yeah, pay no attention to him.
Well, they don't usually ask that type of question.
Yeah, but if they did...
All right, so I'll buy it. What is the color of the printing on the back of hudge?
Yeah, well, it's, it's a kind of, purpley, black, violet. Violet. Well, or maybe.
Oh, come on, let me see, lame brain. Now, this, for your information, this is,
let me have a look, Chuck. Huh? Oh, thanks. Why, this is indigo.
Yeah, that's what I said. You see, I mean, anybody can see it's indigo. Indigo, yet. I've always stuck to the 7 basic colors, you know, black, white, gray, purple, orange, pink, you know, the usual. Anyways, comes the day of the quiz show, and Red, me, and Myrtle is sitting in the TV studio while the referee gives the rundown on the rules.
And each contestant will be allowed 5 seconds to answer before being gonged out. The highest point score will be the winner and will be acclaimed the All-American Quiz Kid.
Go to it,
Red. Quiet, Red.
And from our sponsors, the publishers of Schleppendorf's Encyclopedias, the world of knowledge in 16 volumes, will come a check of $10,000 for the winner. And now a big hand for the Junior Genius Quiz Kid of the East Coast, Horatio Ignatius Finkelthwaite. And from Portland, Oregon, the undisputed teenage brain of the Pacific Seaboard, the West Coast champion quiz kid, Revere Kowalski.
Atta boy, Rev. You go get him.
That's our boy.
Oh, yeah. Gee.
Guys, those talk about brain power. Those two guys would have made any college professor look like a dumb cabbie. I mean, well, you know, like they was fantastic. And for questions, general knowledge, they calls it.
And in tonight's Battle of the Brains, the score is standing at 37 for Horatio Finkelthwaite and 35 to our guest artist, Revere Kowalski. And here comes our next question for Mr. Kowalski. For 12 points, can you tell me the name of Helen of Troy's second cousin's head gardener?
Heracles Xerophus.
That's right! This is Red's cousin.
Oh, fuck up, you two.
For another 12 points, Mr. Finkelthwaite, what was the weight of the first Viking ship to reach the shores of England?
To the nearest ounce or pound.
Hey, the nearest pound will do.
58 tons, 34 pounds.
He's got it!
And with the point standing at 47 to 49, the first one to answer the final question wins the big, big prize, $10,000, with the compliments of Schleppendorf's encyclopedias, the world of knowledge in 16 volumes. Here it comes, our final question.
Oh, boy, that's going to be a stinker.
Can they get any worse?
Somehow I don't think Hudge would have helped him.
Can you tell me the color of the printing on the back cover of our sponsor's advertising booklet?
This is an evening spot about an important morning food. We know your family is the number one family in your life. That's why we say it's important to give them South Africa's number one wheaten breakfast, Weet-Bix. There's whole wheat energy for the whole day in Weet-Bix. Wholesome Weet-Bix. Best-selling Weet-Bix. Essential Weet-Bix.
Here she is, listeners. Lovely film star Lotta Lake.
Hello there.
Lotta, what is your success secret?
Von Ribbeck instant coffee. It's dark, rich roasted, and coarse-grained to lock in all the strength and flavor.
But how did Van Riebeck make you a famous star, Lotta?
Well, you know my fourth and present husband, the big movie director. He'd do anything for a cup of coffee or coffee. Wouldn't you, honey?
Yeah, Van Riebeck goes down strong, baby.
How about that, guys and dolls, huh? The one question that would have floored them, huh? Indigo yet. Like I said, these guys is too big time to even look at Hudge. I means H to J. Anyways, our Revere comes up with the answer just like that. And with it, he wins the $10,000. And the sponsor also gives each contestant a presentation set of the encyclopedias. Well, Revere was so grateful to our Red that he gives him the 16 volumes as a present. So, with a bit of luck, me and Myrtle will have him out of our hair for a while now, huh? Okay, that's it for this week, guys and dolls. Drive safely. Remember, don't you take no wooden nickels. And if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.